Thank you so much, Chairperson, and distinguished members of the committee. It's for me as well a real pleasure to be again amongst you on behalf of the Global Alliance of National Human Rights Institutions, or GANRI. And I would like to convey the best wishes from our members and also from our chairperson, Professor Dr. Rudolph, to you, and also for a successful continuation of the session. We too, as GANRI, greatly value the opportunity to exchange regularly with this committee, and it's a really unique opportunity to discuss joint priorities and also for us to update the committee members on the work that we do as GANRI and also that our members, NHRIs around the globe, undertake in promoting ratification and implementation of the convention and also in engaging with the committee and its work. And as you know, in previous meetings, we have sought to focus our exchanges with you on updating you on how NHRIs have been working to promote ratification of the convention and some of the challenges they've encountered, but also looking into how national human rights institutions have worked to advise and assist the state in meeting their reporting obligations, including addressing reporting delays. And also we've been reporting on how national human rights institutions have contributed to the reporting procedure and opportunities for them also to engage in follow-up. And I think really the example just at this session of the engagement of the NHR of Mexico in the follow-up procedure on Mexico was, I think, a very illustrative example of the potential of cooperation and contributions that NHRIs can bring to your work. Today, I would like actually to seize the opportunity to update the committee on the triannual international conference that GANRI organized in October 2018. So it was from the 10th to the 12th October 2018, where NHRIs from across the globe met in Marrakech in Morocco for the 13th international conference to bolster their support for human rights defenders amidst, as you know, a growing climate of shrinking civic space, threats and reprisals. And this conference, which was focusing on expanding civic space, protecting human rights defenders with a specific focus on women human rights defenders and the roles of national human rights institutions, was co-hosted by GANRI and the National Human Rights Institution of Morocco in cooperation with OHCHR. And the conference was enriched by very lively discussions and debates, which reflected the wide range of experience and perspective for more than 300 participants from national institutions, from human rights defenders, from representatives of UN and regional human rights mechanisms from all regions, and also from partners from OHCHR and UNDP. And participants discussed areas such as what are the crucial elements of an enabling environment, how to monitor civic space and threats to it, how to protect human rights defenders, how to specifically protect women human rights defenders, how to protect NHRIs, who themselves also can be considered as human rights defenders, and also how to develop effective communication on human rights and how to promote positive narratives on the positive, important, and very legitimate role of human rights defenders in contributing to the realization of all human rights at the local, national, regional, and international levels. And NHRIs also noted the additional and gender-based risks that women human rights defenders can face when standing up for justice and equality, often from within their own organizations, communities, and families. And we also looked at the linkages between human rights development and peace and security, and specifically Goal 16. And as you know, NHRIs that fully comply with the Paris Principles have been recognized as one of the indicators to measure progress by states under Goal 16 of the SDGs. And building on these discussions and NHRI lessons and practice identified, the participants adopted what we now call the Marrakesh Declaration, which sets out NHRI's commitments and the way forward. And I've shared also a copy electronically with the Secretariat for distribution to you in Arabic, French, Spanish, and English. And this declaration now identifies a number of activities to guide NHGVI's in strengthening their promotional and protection activities, as well as in reinforcing cooperation and partnerships in relation to civic space and the work of human rights defenders. And the activities or the commitments identified include, for example, to encourage states to ratify all international human rights instruments, including the Convention on Enforced Disappearances and the UN Declaration on Human Rights Defenders, and advising states on implementation. It also includes the commitment to establishing national protection systems for human rights defenders in consultation with human rights defenders, civil society, organizations, and others. Monitoring and reporting on civic space online and offline by collecting and analyzing disaggregated data and statistics related to killings, disappearances, and other attacks against human rights defenders. Establishing efficient and robust early warning mechanisms and focal points within NHGVI's, promoting gender equality and developing strategies to combat all forms of discrimination against women human rights defenders, interacting regularly with human rights defenders and civil society, and helping to develop and strengthen national and regional networks of defenders, and interacting with international and regional human rights systems, including treaty bodies, in support of human rights defenders, and monitoring the follow-up and implementation of recommendations from UN treaty bodies and other bodies and mechanisms. And the declaration also encourages GANRI as global network of NHGVI's and also its regional networks and all NHGVI's to collaborate in mutual capacity building and sharing of experiences and knowledge, including in the elaboration of action plans to follow up on this declaration and the establishment of a mechanism within GANRI on human rights defenders and threats to civic space. And the conference marked obviously the 70th anniversary of the UDHR, but also the 25th anniversary of the endorsement of the Paris Principles and the establishment of the international network, today known as GANRI, and the 20th anniversary of the Human Rights Defenders Declaration. And although obviously the topic of our international conference, Shrinking Space and Human Rights Defenders, is of relevance to all treaty bodies, we believe it's also of specific importance to this committee, as increasingly enforced disappearances are perpetrated against human rights defenders, being, of course, a very alarming trend in many regions. So we much look forward to working closely with all partners, including with this committee, as we will support our members worldwide in implementing the Marrakesh Declaration. And of course, let me also conclude by saying that we continue and we reiterate our full commitment to the work, to the very important work that you carry out, and you can count on our full support in joining efforts in promoting ratification and implementation of the convention at the national level. I thank you very much.